So the question was asked about the garments people wear, and we discussed last Thursday black kippot versus non-black kippot. So now, this time, we got a question about the garb that Hasidim wear. Why Hasidim are dressed in black.
Why they wear the
old hypocrisy robes? Basically, the person just asked, as far as should everyone be really dressed in black, what's the idea? So let's begin with a few concepts and then evolve to the question of black. The Navi in Yeshaya describes the sinful women who used to adorn themselves with all kinds of jewelry and things to attract the young men. And he describes 24 different types of jewelry, different types of adornment. And Chazal tell us that a kala in Yeshaya, the first chapter, if I'm not mistaken, first or second chapter. The Navi, no, it's not there. Okay, we'll check. Just a second. Yan ki gavu benot zion aloch v'tafof telachna uvagleihem teachasna. Where is it? You're right, it's not here. So where is it? I don't remember. Huh. No, it's not there. I have to think. You want to look it up? I don't remember. You could look up the word mak. It says vayat tachat bosem makiye ki tachat yofi. These are words in the psukim. Here, it's the third chapter. I'm sorry. Okay. So there's a description the prophet describes all the things that they used to wear, and Hashem says, "I will remove them, and I will place a curse on each one. They used to beautify their hair; I'll make them bald. They used to wear all kinds of ornaments; I'll remove the ornaments. They used to put perfume; I'll make their flesh rot. They used to put each one that they." They used to adorn themselves with an ornament that they wore, I think, on their shoulders. So God says, have them wear sackcloth. One thing after another, the prophet describes how in the time of the destruction, all the girls that used to seduce the young men will be punished. Our sages say that a kala would get adorned with 24 adornments. A kala would wear this. There's a misconception, or people think that in order to be tzanua, you have to be not nice. And the idea of being tzanua comes from the word mutzne, hidden. A person's supposed to be dressed and act in a fashion that doesn't call attention, that's modest, but not that's not nice. A person's supposed to be nice. A person's supposed to be dressed in a medium fashion that's nice. Not exceptionally good, not exceptionally bad. Mediocre, something that won't call attention, but on the other hand is clean and is nice. This goes for men, this goes for women. The Gemara tells us, if a person sees that his yetzer is overtaking him, his inner desire is getting the better of him, and he feels like he's going to have to sin, he cannot contain himself. So we give him all kinds of advice. Try going, learning Torah. Try learning the halachos of the temptation. And if a person's tempted to do a sin with what he eats, so he should learn the halachos of kashrus. If a person's tempted to sin with women, he should learn the halachos of being with women. Those halachos specifically, what a person may do with his wife and may not do. the actual learning of that is going to remedy his, is going to help him remedy. A person should read Shema. A person should remember that this world is passing. A person should remember that he's going to die and give judgment. A person should remember that a second after he's done the sin, he's going to regret it, and what his whole past was, every time he did something, he enjoyed it that second and he spent the rest of his life regretting it. All kinds of advice we give a person. And a person can go and speak to his friend, one Eitzah that, I don't remember which Hasidic Rebbe used to say, if you're faced with temptation, tell your friend, I have this and this temptation, and I'm going to report to you how I do about it. Once we know someone else is going to know, we're more apt to contain ourselves. There are all kinds of advice we give, and a person has to try and follow all the advice. But if after everything a person's done, a person sees that he's not going to live up to it, he's going to mess up. So Chazal say there reaches a point where we tell a person, if you're going to do it already, you're not going to listen to us. We're telling you you're not allowed to do it. We're telling you you should do everything in the world but do it. But you're not going to listen to us. You are going to do it. So then, if you've reached that point where you shouldn't be, then Chazal say a person should change his clothing into black clothing, go to a town where no one knows him, and the Gemara uses the words, and do what his heart forces him to do. So Chazal tell us there are two understandings in this Gemara. One understanding is the simple understanding. If he's going to do it, and we can't stop him, and he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it, he's going to do it, at least don't desecrate God's name. At least do it in a way that you feel bad for what you're doing. Wear black. Go to a place where no one knows you. But there's another understanding that says, wear black. Go to a place where no one knows you. And after you've done all that, your heart's going to change. Then do what your heart tells you. Because once you've done all that to yourself, once a person has changed everything he's done, so that's going to cause him to feel differently. Right. So that's what that's real advice. The Gemara tells us that the Amoraim used to say, "Don't leave me alone with my daughter-in-law," or "Don't leave me alone with my sister." They weren't embarrassed. They said, "I'd rather you know that I can't trust myself and I shouldn't be ashamed before God, than I should make believe that everything's okay and I'll end up sinning." So there was once a story about a chassid, the Gemara says, that he was in the home, and it was his daughter-in-law who was in the attic, someone, and he started going up to the attic and he started yelling, "There's a fire in my house, there's a fire!" So all the students came and said, "Where's the fire?" He said, "Right here." So they said, "Aren't you embarrassed?" They said, "Yeah, better I be embarrassed from you than from my Creator. I was going to lose it." So sometimes a person has no choice. A person has to be smart and has to always weigh things. What's better? But what do we see from this Gemara? Going back to our Gemara. The Gemara says he should change his clothing into black clothing, and that's going to cause his heart to be subdued. It seems like he wasn't wearing black clothing all day, right? Seems like that wasn't their usual garb. The Gemara even says that wearing black was sometimes reminiscent of the destruction of the temple. They used to wear black sandals. Sometimes you have to be on a certain level to wear black. Even 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, most people didn't wear black. You look at pictures from all the Haredi yeshivas 50 years ago, they're wearing colored striped shirts, mir, tells. Take any class picture from back then, and you'll see, people weren't wearing black. They weren't wearing black jackets. They weren't wearing black hats. They weren't wearing black suits. They weren't. In Europe, only the rabbi of the town would wear a black hat. If you wore a black hat, it meant that you were considered someone very, very important. The average person didn't wear black. Maybe by the Hasidim they did. But black wasn't the general garment that people wore. And it's brought in halacha that wearing black is a way that a person can help himself be more modest and control himself. But nonetheless, throughout all the generations, people weren't walking around only in black. Today, if a person lives in a community where people wear black, okay, let them wear black. You know, a guy with a kippah suga moved out to Netanya. And he called his rabbi, Netanya, and he said, in Netanya, only the Hasidim have good education. That's what he claimed to his rabbi. He said, "The Hasidim here, that's the only education I could send if I want my kid to end up knowing how to learn and being an Orthodox Jew." So his rabbi said, "Go out and buy a spadik." So he said, "What's a spadik?" He said, "You see the Ger Hasidim? They wear those big fur hats. Go buy one." So he said, "What am I going to do with it?" He said, "You're going to put it on your head." So he said, "When?" He said, "All year." He said, "Really? Why?" He said, "Because if that's the only chinuch you could send your kid to, So then send your kid to that. And you can't be different, so you have to join the Hasidim. So become a Hasid. Go down with them and be like them. Yes, if that's where a person is and that's the community he's in, so there's no reason not to do it. There's every reason, yes, to do it. But we have to know that when it comes to halacha, even though there's a basis, you can do it, but it's not what was done, and it's not something that necessarily should be done. We're not talking about whether a person should be dressed respectfully for prayer, put on a jacket, put on a hat. But a hat doesn't have to be black, and a jacket doesn't have to be black, and nothing we wear has to be black. You want to wear black, wear black. You want to not wear black, don't wear black. But to say that people should all be wearing black, no, don't have to wear black. If you're part of a community where people wear black, so then, okay, be a part of the community, do what everyone else does. But for any other reason, halachic, to the best of my knowledge, there's no need to wear black. This goes back to what we discussed last time also, that there's the social aspect. Okay, for the social aspect, do what you have to do. But from the halachic perspective, even though it might be beneficial, it's not what people did throughout the generations. And it's not what one has to do. Clear?